The U.S. military has been very active in Michigan and around the country this summer. The Pentagon insists it's just routine training, but others see something more sinister at work. Helicopters fire ammunition during a training exercise at Camp Grayling earlier this week. More than 3,000 soldiers and airmen have been taking part in Operation Northern Strike, a two-week training exercise which wraps up today. Major General Greg Vadney is the head of Michigan's National Guard.
In terms of level of complexity, this is about as complex an operation as you can plan and execute. So this is PhD-level work being done today.
Military leaders say the stepped-up training is important, especially for a shrinking military. Four-star General Frank Grass is the chief of the National Guard Bureau at the Pentagon. He oversees the nation's National Guard units.
As our military gets smaller and smaller, in fact, the National Guard, probably by 2019, will be the smallest National Guard we've been since 1955. And the United States has grown double in population. And our Army and Air Force are getting smaller, so we have to be ready even faster than we ever have before.
People who live near Camp Grayling are used to hearing the sounds of war in their backyards, but others in Michigan also got a taste of urban warfare training. The U.S. Army conducted more secretive exercises in June in several other Michigan cities, rattling windows and nerves in Flint when explosions rang out without prior warning, and a helicopter blew bricks off a building in Port Huron, damaging the awning below. Michigan's not alone. Many parts of the U.S. are seeing military exercises this summer. The biggest exercise, called Jade Helm 15, prompted some groups to claim something more sinister is afoot.
Whether it's drones or the billions of bullets or the emergency FEMA camps or the preparations to attack the Tea Party and veterans or the veterans' secret death list and don't treat list.
That's Alex Jones. His InfoWars website is an influential source for people who don't trust the federal government. And this summer's military exercises, including those in Michigan, are on his mind.
And people are coming up to me on the street saying, is it true martial law is coming? Have you heard about this? They don't even know that where the story came from. They're asking me, is it true? And I'm saying, no, it's incremental. They're not going to take over this summer. Probably. I mean, you never say it completely.
The idea that these exercises are preludes to imposing martial law are completely hogwash.
Mark Potok is with the Southern Poverty Law Center. The center tracks hate groups in the United States. Potok says radical right-wing groups have been warning about the federal government arresting patriotic Americans for decades, and those fears are often fanned by large-scale military exercises. He says it's a message that is not confined to extremist chat rooms on the Internet.
While I don't think millions and millions of citizens believe this, there are quite a few who do, and they are not all people who are in radical groups or have extreme radical right ideologies.
Eventually, this summer's military exercises will come to an end, and in all likelihood, the federal government will not round up and arrest Tea Party members, impose martial law in parts of Texas, or any of the other claims made by some of the Jade Helm 15 critics. But Mark Potok with the Southern Poverty Law Center does not expect the critics will say they were wrong. In fact, he expects them to take credit for the fact that none of those things happened.
That's the nature of conspiracy theories, just as it is the nature of religious prophet types who say, you know, the world is ending next Tuesday. There's always a reason why that didn't happen, but it's again coming in the near future.
Potok expects the extreme right-wing blogs will soon start talking about the next big military exercise and how it will be much worse. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.